Welcome to ITE 1, Module 8, I think we're up to.
That's correct.
Part 2.
Part 2.
Resuming with CD-ROM categories.
Yes, welcome back everybody. So today we're going to be talking about the CD-ROM drives and different... The drives are categorised into three areas. So first is the case type, and the CD-ROM drives can be mounted both internally in the computer or as an external drive. The internally mounted drives are quite common these days with computers, and they draw their power from the power supply and are usually connected to the computer bus through a ribbon cable. On the other hand, external drives are enclosed in a case and have their own power supplies, and they connect either directly to an external port on the computer, such as a USB or a firewire or a parallel port, or to a controller that's installed in one of the computer expansion slots, which is usually a SCSI.
Those external CD-ROMs are actually becoming quite popular due to the fact that they're portable and transportable, and in fact if you're looking at DVD burners and things, a lot of people have portable and transportable DVD burners that they stick in the case and then plug that into the USB or the Firewire. Generally speaking, USB if you're on a PC and Firewire if you're on a Mac, but that's only a general rule, that's not set in concrete. So there you go, just thought I'd add that in.
That's fine, Terry. The second category is the bus type and bus communications. So the bus is basically the communications pipeline between a computer and its peripherals. And the common internal connections include the IDE and the SCSI. And most system boards have built-in IDE controllers, and they'll automatically recognise that a CD-ROM drive is installed. So the IDE communication cables are a 40-pin ribbon cable.
And with the newer CD-ROMs that run at UATA 66, they are an 80-wire ribbon cable.
And they connect to the drive and the system board. The third category is the read speed. And so CD-ROM drive read speed actually determines the rate at which the information is pulled from the CD and sent to the communications bus. Generally, the higher the read speed rating on your CD-ROM drive, the faster the drive's going to be. And the read speed of a CD-ROM drive is measured in multiples of 150 kilobits per second and denoted by a numeral followed by an X. So a drive that's rated at 1X has a speed of 150 kilobytes per second. Kilobits per second, or one times 150 kilobytes, and a drive rated at 10x has a read speed of 1500 kilobits per second.
That read speed actually refers to the read speed of data, and it will be in your exam, not the read speed of audio, which is actually slightly faster.
The data that streams from a CD, such as a full motion video, can require speeds of up to 12x or more, and a CD-ROM read speed is not always uniform. So a drive that's related at 16x may, for example, may be only able to achieve that rate near the centre of the CD, while only achieving a rate of 8x at the outer tracks. The case type actually refers to an internal or external device.
And yeah, and I've got installing and configuring a CD-ROM drive.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah, I've got a whole section on that.
Do you want to just go back on that?
Yeah, well, we can. Well, I just sort of meant worth mentioning.
No, that's fine.
Do you want to go back on that? No, that's okay. I can edit out later if necessary.
Okay, we'll edit that.
I just don't bother normally, actually.
I'm just going on Chris's notes, basically.
No, that's a problem. Yeah. No problem. One of the things I was going to mention is some multimeter applications certainly do require 12x CDs or better. You'd be lucky to buy something that's under 40x these days. And normally, as Geraldine has previously mentioned, the speed of the CD-ROM does vary. The closer or further away from the edge of the CD, because they actually want to maintain a constant velocity for the laser, which is why the speed actually changes as you get further out to the edge or closer into the middle. But most CD-ROMs these days are 48x or higher, and they don't run them much above 50, 60x, because if they run them too fast, the disc actually warps and it has trouble reading. And so basically, and a lot of CD-ROM drives, in fact, you'll be hard-pressed to find a computer with just a plain CD-ROM drive these days. Most computers either have DVD ROM drives, or DVD writers, or CD writers in the computer. Okay.
So I guess if you summarise that section, talked about the types, the case type refers to an internal or external device. Your bus type refers to the way the drive communicates. And the read speed is how fast the drive communicates with your CPU.
Yeah.
Okay.
Installing and configuring an internal CD-ROM drive is similar to installing an internal hard disk, especially if they're a TAPI CD-ROM drives, which is the funky name for them. So they can either be called IDE CD-ROM drives, or they can be called a TAPI, ATAPI, which is the ATA packet interface. And we won't go into the technical bits of that, of how that works, but essentially it hooks up to an IDE port and talks a protocol that is similar to SCSI, but it's not. It's sort of wrapped up a little bit differently.
Simplified
SCSI protocol, SCSI-like protocol, that talks to the computer, and that allows you to hook devices such as CD-ROM drives, tape streamers, and zip drives and things to the port. So the CD-ROM drive needs to be connected to a 40-pin IDE connector, and you either use a 40-wire cable if running at UDMA 33 speeds or lower, or an 80-wire cable if you're running at UDMA 66, for example, some of the newer Pioneer and Lighton drives. And as a matter of interest, they have just released in the last month or two some serial ATA CD-ROM drives and DVD burners and things. The drive is usually keyed so that the cable will not go in the wrong way. Sometimes it's not, though, so watch out for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to check that the cable is connected in the right way. An internal CD-ROM drive uses the standard Molex power connector. So that supplies your 12 volts and your 5 volts to other things in the computer. The CD-ROM drive must be set to its proper operating status. You can either have master, slave, or, well, this thing says single drive, but I'd be tempted to say that usually the three options are master, slave, or cable select. Cable select is a setting where the drive decides whether it is master or slave based on where it is connected on the IDE ribbon cable, and that is done with the way the cable is wired, and the drive on the end of the cable is master and the drive in the middle of the cable is slave, and that's usually done complete with colours for people who can't figure it out any other way. A CD-ROM drive should be set as a master drive only if it is the fastest drive on the particular IDE cable. I'd also be saying if it's the only drive on the interface. Okay, so most CD-ROM drives have a digital audio cable that connects directly to the sound card. We've been there. I'll just hit pause so these guys can...
Yep.
Okay, a CD-ROM contains a DAC, which is a digital analog converter, which will allow you to play music through the computer speakers or the headphones. In fact, some people would argue that one of the primary uses for CD-ROM drives in office computers is not to allow you to be able to install software onto the machine, but rather to allow people to play their favourite music during office hours into their headphones so that they can't hear what's going on around them. Some CD-ROM drives
Sorry, I'm seeing the funny side
require
of that.
The installation of software drivers before they will work properly. Okay, and here we go. We're going to talk about recording CDs with CDR and CDRW, and anything we say for this sort of, we'll also go on and add a section that's not actually in the notes, because that's the sort of nice people we are, about DVDR and DVDRW. Because this stuff's a bit dated. But, okay, I'll hand over to you.
We update.
We do.
This is your update.
We'd like you to know what's going on now in the IT industry.
Oh, the latest. That's right. Kevy FM.
That's the one. All right, you want to do recordable CDs with CDR and CDRW?
Yes.
All right.
So CD recorders, which are often referred to as CD burners, are becoming standard equipment on personal computers, and they allow us to burn or write their own CDs containing music, data, video, or any combination thereof. So you're now able to do, basically create your own compilation audio CDs, make backup copies of software, backup your critical data, most important, create video CDs or VCDs.
Which look crummy.
And they can be played in standalone DVD players. So next section is compact disc recordable, or CDR.
Hang on, mine says here, the inexpensive price of the drive and media coupled with the generous capacity of a CD. Okay, so we'll just change CD to DVD.
I was just going to say,
700 megs DVDs have got 4.7 gig, have made owning CD recorders desirable. Currently, there are two major types of CD recorders. Turn the page and hope it doesn't stick on the monitor. There we go. Compact disc, recordable, or CDR. And CDR was the first of two recording formats of the technologies. Commercially produced audio and other data information CDs are created using a pressing technique. This pressing technique produces the lands and pits areas on the CD that later assembly reads. The CDR technology, however, uses a different strategy for writing information onto the CD. The CDR media adds a layer of dye between the aluminium and the plastic layers of the CD. This layer of dye is translucent and allows light to shine through the aluminium layer that reflects the light back. When a CDR drive writes information to the disc, basically it winds the power of the laser up, and laser is used to burn areas of the dye to create opaque, non-reflective spots, and that's how they work. When the CD recorder is reading, the laser assembly receives reflections from only the translucent areas of the dye. This non-reflection thing allows the stuff to be easily translated into bits.
That's a highly technical statement there. Thing.
Yeah, that's right. I like things like thing and rhubarb and wheelbarrow.
Yeah, exactly.
To accomplish the job of reading and writing, I love rhubarb, writing CDs and CDRWs using, they use two lasers apparently. To accomplish the job of reading, do they? Would you say they use two lasers, Ian?
One to write, one to read.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought they only had one.
Reason being, that's a while since I've got this. To record on the media, you use a different wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
And to read, you only need to bounce light off, and the sensitivities match to the photodiode receptor.
Yep.
But to actually alter the state of the media, you need a different wavelength. It's sort of like having a film that's ultraviolet sensitive.
Yeah.
So you fire a particular wavelength of light at it, it will react and cause the bits in the CD.
Yeah.
Whereas the reading laser will not have any effect on the media itself.
Which
sounds off.
Yeah, fair enough.
Thank you, Ian.
The speeds at which CDRWs can burn a CD uses the same numerical conventions as the CD-ROM. a CD-ROM that can write at 3000 kbps, this having a speed of 20x or 20 times the 150 kilobits per second, kilobytes per second read speed. A drive listed as 24x has a write speed of 24x and a read speed of 40x. What was that? A drive listed as 24x40. Okay. Normally they've actually gone to listing the speeds in a different order just to contradict these notes. Usually they list the CD read speed followed by the CD write speed, optionally followed by the CD rewrite speed, followed by the DVD write speed. So you end up with things like 48x, 24x, 16. Okay, the write speed of 24x and the read speed of blah, 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 blah. One downside of CDR media is that it cannot be rewritten. That's why it's CDR and you write it once.
And hence we go on to...
CD rewritable.
Rewritable. So they like the CDR drives, CDRW drives, require you to use, or they require the use of a special type of disc.
Which is more expensive, just thought I'd add that in.
Mm. And the CDRW disc is compatible with other CD reading drives.
Generally speaking, except for when the reflectivity is a problem for them. Continue.
When the CDR can be read by a CDRW drive. The CDRW media includes a phase change compound layer between the aluminium and the plastic layers of the CD. And that compounds a mix of chemicals, and they can change physical states at given certain temperatures, and they can remain in that state indefinitely. So the compound begins in a translucent crystalline state and allows the light to pass through to the reflective aluminium layer. So when the CDRW write laser is used to burn information to the disc, there's certain areas of the phase change compound that are melted by superheating, and they're held in that phase then by a rapid cooling process. The melted areas are opaque and non-reflective. And what makes a CDRW drive unique is that they include a third eraser layer.
Eraser laser, even.
Hmm. And the eraser laser is used to slowly reheat the melted areas of the phase change compound into the crystalline state.
And that's what allows the rewriting to happen. So that's all very clever, I think.
It's interesting, isn't it?
So similar to CDR, the CDRWs are rated by the speed, and we go on about that again. It's a number of times 150 kilobytes per second. A CDRW disk listed as 24x, 12x, 40x means that it can write CDs at 24, it can write CDRW at 12, and it can read at 40. Depends on who you talk to as to which way around those numbers go, as previously mentioned.
Mm.
Now, I just want to, before we get on to copyright issues, which is a can of worms in itself, I just want to pause this and I'll take a part break here and save the audio out just for peace of mind.
Yep.